This is Dr. Darren Imerino.
This is Chad Tuthill, and we're with Hybrid EdTech Productions.
This podcast discusses Gnosticism.
We begin by pointing out that Gnosticism is not one religion.
There are common elements to all the different forms of Gnosticism, but they also diverge wildly in certain areas. So the best place to start would be with the common thread that unites all of them. Two things: a belief in a monad. So by that is meant that there is this more philosophical, abstract understanding of the divine. This comes from the fact that the people that are writing these Gnostic texts are normally very well educated. They have some background in Greek thought, Platonic thought, and they also have a strong background normally in Jewish literature. So the idea of a monad means that you have this mental component that emanates. So that's what's going to distinguish a lot of Gnosticism from earlier religions. In earlier religions, you have what's called a three-story universe model. You have the sky, you have the earth, and you have the underworld. So it's that simple model that you get in almost every ancient religion. But due to things like